Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 14th chapter. When one of those who reclined at table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But Jesus said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you've commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.' O Lord, have mercy on us." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Pharisee reclining with Jesus thinks he's making a great theological statement by exclaiming, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But in saying this, he reveals that he knows nothing about the kingdom of God. He isn't exactly wrong. Abraham's children will eat bread in eternal life and will be blessed. But Abraham did more than just look off into the future and the promises at a distance. When the Lord visited his house, he acknowledged the Holy Trinity and that promised Messiah who was before him. This Pharisee is eating bread in the kingdom of God at this very moment. And that's why his pious sounding statement is rebuked with a parable from Jesus. What is it to hold something distant in the mind about blessed eternity if you at the same time reject that blessing when it is offered to you here on earth? That's not theological. That's a blasphemy. We hold that God justifies the ungodly for Jesus' sake through faith and apart from any righteousness or worthiness in us. And that is the definition of grace. God's favor toward us, undeserved, freely forgiving sins on account of Christ's death and resurrection. It's easy for us, though, to push this justification off in our minds, just as a factoid, or maybe as something that belongs to the last day, to Judgment Day. But the point of the gospel and of the blessed sacraments is that God's kingdom and his righteousness are being presented to us right now. We are invited to have them right now. The justification of the ungodly is very rarely mentioned in so many words by Jesus. But instead we see that he is always eating with tax collectors and sinners. If you need a literal linchpin to connect that to justification, look at what Romans 14:17 says. Says that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Well, this clarification that Paul gives is necessary because everywhere in the Bible, especially in the Gospels like ours today, eternal life is described in the terms of eating and drinking. You see, it is just that there is much more going on than lunch at the table. In Jesus, God is declaring sinners righteous and bestowing peace between God and man, achieved by his blood on the cross, all of which brings blessed joy. The eternal banquet is not only in heaven or off in the future. Jesus is bringing it with him now to earth, to us. His reign, his kingdom comes, and he rules by grace, justifying the ungodly, in his words, welcoming, even compelling them to be cleansed from all sin by his blood. Be reconciled, I insist, Jesus says. Now, if God is love and grace, how then can the master in this parable become angry? How can God's grace possibly be abused? Well, only by not taking advantage of it, or by taking his gracious invitation for granted. The invited today are robed in a very thinly veiled contempt of their master. They are as rude as the Pharisee who presumes to feast blessedly in heaven someday later, even though he is scoffing at God right in front of him now, who's ready to eat with him, to justify him, to bless him right now. We can buy our fields, and we can buy our own oxen, and we can buy our own wives, thank you. We're not charity cases. And besides, there'll be other banquets. God will understand. But see that he does not. So it says in the scriptures that now is always the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation. And this is because our God is the perpetual giver and promiser. He gives his own kingdom away by invitation. Truly, he gives himself out at his own banquet. You have his justification by grace in receiving it. You have him through continually hearing his invitation and tasting his kingdom. We call this faith. Receiving Christ's gifts, trusting in his works for you, delighting to believe his promises, from which all manner of fervent love toward one another also flows. So blessed indeed are all those who will eat with Father Abraham, with Mother Mary, with Saint Paul in the kingdom of God, who will be righteous and will be satisfied in eternity. But blessed are those who hear now the word of God and acknowledge him in faith. Because here then is a truly great theological statement, one which will restore to you the joy of salvation, and yes, will even refresh your love of justification by grace through faith. That's what Jesus says. Come. For everything is now ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.